You know, I'm like a lot of people. I think after that big freeze 4 or 5 years ago, we had the power outage. I sprung for a whole home generator. And after a year of waiting, I finally got it. But I think if I'd waited a little longer, I might have saved some money if I understand Base Power Company right. This is an Austin-based company. It's fairly new, but they're beginning to move all over the state. Zachary Dell is the co-founder and CEO of Base Power and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me, David. It's good to be on.
So now help me out. So my understanding is that instead of a generator, you're going to put a battery, a battery backup in my backyard, and it's not going to cost me an arm and a leg because Tesla has them, and they're like $12,000 or $15,000, and a generator is about the same. And you're talking about doing it for like less than $1,000.
That's right. So it's a similar product to some of the home batteries on the market today. And some people like to think of it as an electric generator. So it serves the same purpose as a generator, but it makes no noise and emits no odor and you don't have to refill it. But the business model is very different than some of the home battery companies. So with existing home batteries, you have to buy the asset and it costs anywhere from $10,000 to $30,000 if you want to back up your whole home. Our business model is different. We combine the battery hardware with retail electricity service, and we use the battery when the grid's up and running to support the power grid, and that's how we make our income.
Okay, so you become my electricity provider.
Correct.
And then you're also the one that's going to back up in case the electricity provider doesn't provide electricity.
Well, when the grid is up and running, we're using that battery to support the grid.
Right.
And that's how we fund the investment of putting the battery at your home. And then when the grid goes out, you get that battery to back up your home. So you get all the benefits of home backup without the $30,000 price tag. We do it for a couple bucks a month. It's much more affordable. And then when the grid's up and running, we're using that battery to lower your power bill by effectively making your home run on 4 a.m. power versus 6 p.m. power. So we're charging the battery when the price of power is really low on the wholesale markets, call it midnight to 4 in the morning, and then we discharge the battery when the price of power is really high on the wholesale markets. And so we're effectively taking your home off the grid in those times of high prices. So it lowers your effective electricity bill, and then when the grid goes out, you've got that battery backup that you didn't have to pay $20,000 for. We finance that asset.
But then you also, as I understand it, can take that power from my battery in my backyard and sell it down the line in case there's a spike, you know, an outage someplace else around the state, or they're having some bad weather and they need some power. And so consequently, the price skyrockets. Then you could take some of that electricity and sell it down the line. And that's another part of your profits.
Exactly. Really what we're doing is building a distributed battery portfolio to support the Texas power grid and help normalize those price spikes. And we do that by deploying these batteries on residential homes and then bidding them into the wholesale markets when prices spike. And we think it's a really big part of reinforcing our grid and enabling us to put more energy resources on the grid as the economy scales and electrification scales and more demand for electricity comes to Texas.
You know, it's really interesting because we had, I remember several years ago, the CEO of Vistra was on, which is the old TXU, and they were putting in these gigantic battery backup power plants. They had them in California, and they were building one by Granbury, and Musk was building one, I think, south of Austin, and that was the idea, to sell into the grid. So it sounds like you're doing that, except you're putting it in my backyard.
That's exactly right. The problem with those large battery farms is that they don't provide resiliency to the homeowner. So in the event of a grid outage, you're not being served by those batteries. In the case of Base Power, that battery sits on the customer's home and it's all there for the customer to use when the grid goes out. So it's really a win-win. For Base, we get to go deploy these batteries in a distributed manner. And for the homeowner, you get the benefit of that battery backup when the grid goes out without the high upfront cost.
All right. So to the degree that you can, talk some specificity to me. If I look, it seemed like a battery that would back up for several hours, which typically is all you're at, is about like $700 or $800 upfront to me.
That's right. So it's a couple hundred dollars up front and then on the order of $20 a month to get one battery. When I say a couple hundred, let's be specific. It's $695 up front and $20 a month to get a single battery. That battery is 25 kilowatt hours. Now, if you have the space, you can get two batteries, which is a little bit more up front, not quite double. We discounted a bit. and a little bit more monthly, not quite double. Again, we discounted a bit, and that gets you to 50 kilowatt hours. So the average single-family Texas home, in the event of an outage, even running your AC, 50 kilowatt hours, mind you, that's, you know, on the order of four times the size of a Tesla Powerwall. That's going to back you up for 1 to 2 days, depending on how much power you're using. Now, of course, in the event of a long-duration outage, you can meter back your power usage. You can, you know, turn off certain circuits that aren't critical, and you can extend that useful life. But, you know, 97% of outages in Texas are on the order of 30 minutes to 3 hours. So one battery is going to get most homes through the vast majority of outages. And then, of course, if you have two batteries and you have a longer outage, you can get 1, 2, even 3 days of backup if you lower your usage.
That's fast. Okay, so but you're also by electricity provider. And I can go on, you know, powertochoose.org, and I can see competitive bidding and find, you know, the cheapest price for electrical provider. Are you competitive with all of them?
We are. In fact, on a kind of consistent basis, we are on the order of 10% below the market average in terms of electricity prices. Now, what I'll say is that if you've lived in Texas for a long time, you've probably gotten smart to the fact that some of these electricity providers put out some, I'll say, misleading prices, and they have some kind of gimmicky tendencies, yeah, or tactics with regards to how they price power, and they sign you up to a certain rate that's, you know, X price up to Y kilowatt hours, and if you go 1 kilowatt hour above it, they charge you more, and then they have a short duration contract, yep, yep, at a low price, and then you roll off that contract, and they raise the price, and so they do all kinds of funny games to get you to pay more, right? Because really all they're doing is they're selling you the commodity, they're passing through the cost to you, and they're marking it up. Well, what we're doing is something totally different. We're building out this battery fleet, and we want to have customers along for the long run because we want that battery to stay on the home. Of course, if you leave our retail provider, we come take that battery off the home, and we can talk about that, and we can talk about the costs associated with it, which are extremely low for the customer because we want the commitment to be very small. And so the way we think about this is we want to deliver reliably low prices over a long useful life. So we guarantee that over many years, our prices are on the order of 10% below the market. And that's enabled by when the grid is up and running, we're using these batteries to support the grid, and we're compensated for that. And so what we're doing is we're effectively buying down your rate with the battery operations.
Right.
And that's how we deliver these consistently low prices. And we don't do any of the gimmicky stuff around, you know, X price for Y kilowatts and for 3 months this, 6 months that. It's one price. It's very clear. And our goal over time is to make it go down, not up.
So let's talk about base power of the company. How scalable is this? So you start out in Austin. You're in Houston. You're moving into the North Texas area. But all of this is within Texas. And Texas is a somewhat unique state. And we have our own grid. It's competitive. Can you take this out of state?
We can. Our ambition is for every household in America to be a base power customer. We have partnerships with regulated utilities that will kind of mirror what our deployments in the rest of the country that are regulated will look like. So, for example, in Texas, there are two co-ops that right now use our batteries as an asset at the power supply level. We go deploy batteries in their service territory. Instead of bidding those batteries into the wholesale markets like we do in Dallas and Houston where it's deregulated, we give that utility access to our fleet of storage, and then they use those batteries to offset their costs. And the homeowners in the same way get access to this reliability asset to keep their home open running during a power outage. So we'll take that model and we'll scale that across the country with regulated utilities in states like California, Florida, Utah, Arizona, Colorado, Idaho, et cetera. And then there are some other deregulated states across the country where we can bring a similar business model to what we do in Texas. Yeah. And then it's worth mentioning, there are large deregulated markets outside the U.S. If you look at Australia or the U.K., those are large deregulated markets. And so, look, our North Star as a company is to build the best technology in the world to scale grid infrastructure. And anywhere there's a power grid, you need hardware, you need software, you need better technology, and we're here to develop that.
So have you seen your capital costs go up lately? It seems like every component of all of these batteries is something that's tariffed, and suddenly it is tariffed in some cases, you know, it's sky high levels. And your cost of capital, I mean, your cost of acquisition of these, you know, of these batteries has got to be awfully high.
It's a good question, but core to our strategy is vertical integration. So our business model is defined by a vertically integrated kind of compounding cost advantage strategy. So we actually design these batteries, manufacture them, install them, own them, operate them all ourselves. So we're building a factory in
Austin. So this is not a battery that I could go buy off at Home Depot.
It's not. We currently work with mostly off-the-shelf hardware, and then we integrate it with base-designed hardware and software. Our next-generation product will be fully 100% designed and manufactured by Base in Texas in our factory here. And all of the installation, the last-mile logistics, the warehousing, it's done by Base employees. So we manage the entire supply chain ourselves, and we've put in a lot of effort over the last 2.5 years and a lot of capital, frankly, to vertically integrate the supply chain and the business model so that we have control over these inputs, because we want to build a business that's designed for the long run, to your point, to scale inside of Texas, outside of Texas, and eventually across the globe.
Well, it's a fascinating concept, and I understand it much better now, and I hope it works. I mean, the real fear, of course, as a consumer is that you go bust and I end up with a 500-pound paperweight in my backyard. I am somewhat comforted by the fact that there's a name Dell on the side of it. Is this a family endeavor?
It's not. The family has no financial interest in the company, and we've raised all outside capital. We have some of the best technology investors in the world, and some institutions who've backed us since the beginning. My dad has his business, I have mine, and we like it that way.
So do you have competitors? Is somebody else doing this anywhere else in the world?
The short answer is no. There are people who do similar things kind of around the edges. You know, Generac sells generators, Tesla sells power walls, Enphase sells home batteries as well. But no one has this vertically integrated kind of distributed Jen Taylor business model that we have. It's very unique, and it's really defined by engineering and technology, which I think is very hard for incumbents to replicate.
It's a fascinating model. The company's called Base Power Company. Zachary Dell is the co-founder, the CEO, and our guest today. We wish you a lot of luck. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for having me on, David.
Thanks.
We appreciate it.
For more of our conversation, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.